Welcome to the first session on how digital technologies impact our posture. As technology plays a more important role in both our working life and leisure time, it's vital to remember the impact it could be having on our body. Many devices and technologies are encouraging us to be more static for long periods of time, using frequent and repetitive movements. Not only that, with portability of our devices, we can choose to be away from our desk, and in fact, we can choose to work anywhere. This short session offers some ideas on what to think about when using different devices and systems. The first thought is to consider your environment. While it's tempting to choose the deck chair, or the chaise longue, or the stairs, or the lawn, or balance on the car steering wheel, it's important to remember that the impact of the posture we've adopted and what that's going to do in the long term. If we remember the guidelines for sitting at a desk, we should, for example, remember to support our back and also to hold that comfortable L-shape line of the arms from the shoulder through to the keyboard. Not only that, we need to consider the distance and the angle of the screen from our eyes, and minimise any persistent stretch for anything that we might need in our immediate environment. So the choice of where we want to work or even play is going to dictate any stress or strain we may have in the long term. The second thought is to consider the type of static or restricted posture you might be adopting. It might be that you want to have a phone call for a very long period of time. It may also be that you need to keep still in a video conference. You may want to be reading an e-book and you will be enjoying the story and won't want to move position. Or you could be playing a computer game or role-playing game. So consider with each of those where you're being static or restricted, and remember that it might be a good idea, for example, to use headphones rather than hold the phone to your ear. It might also be quite useful, if you're in a video conference, to keep the meetings quite short and therefore not keep people still for long periods of time. And if you're reading an e-book or playing a computer game, while it's tempting, it's very important to take breaks, not only for your body, but also for your eyes. The next useful tip is to breathe. What is often tempting to do is to close the body and to restrict the breathing mechanism. If you open the body and spread your shoulders and breathe more deeply, it's going to have a much better effect not only on your posture, but of course the way you think too, allowing oxygen to get to the brain. The next point is to take into account noticing any repeating movement that might create stress and strain in the long term. A lot of devices require the same movement to be repeated many, many times in order for you to progress through whatever device requirement that you're having. It is worth noticing what those particular movements are and to remember how to compensate or relax the body after you've been working hard. And the final point, the sixth point, is to remember to keep fit. Ironically, many devices are now asking us to move more, and some of them are asking us to move even more than we perhaps would normally do. So, for example, the Kinetic Xbox 360, where movement is very much part of dialoguing with the device. So have in mind that if it's asking if you have decided to book yourself a tennis match with your computer, to be sure that you're fit enough to compete. So in summary, the six points that I'd like to summarise are: remember the environment that you're choosing to work in, consider the type of static or restricted posture you might have to be adopting, and take strategies to avoid that, remember to take breaks and give your eyes a rest, to breathe, to take into account repeated movement that might also affect long-term stress.